If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's no exaggeration to say that Kendrick Lamar's GNX Project was the biggest album of 2024. A blockbuster album that led to a springboard all the way to the Super Bowl. Dot's personal ode to the West Coast remains the best-selling project in 2025 by total units. Along the way, it set the stage for a blockbuster joint tour between himself and SZA, his longtime TDE collaborator, who appeared on 2 tracks on the project in the form of Luther and the album closer, Gloria. But while we all know we're caught time ever off the strength of the album, with Kendrick making it clear that this was his answer to everyone who said that he never put on for the coast.
You said Dot wasn't gonna give none of them on stage no features. He put all the young homies on from the city on the album.
This is what I would say. I think I'll say something better. I think we encouraged him to do that.
But as the dust settles, the question is, did the feature make a real difference to the lives of any of those involved? Or was it just an opportunity that most of them squandered almost as soon as it happened? And before we get into who might have managed to make something out of it, let's first take a look at one of the worst cases of having that golden chance slip through their fingers. Among all of the West Coast artists who spontaneously popped up on the record, Doty 6 was widely viewed as having one of the best features on the entire project. Whenever it was discussed, his name was routinely brought up. And for the LA rapper, it represented a long-awaited recognition for a career that began back in 2021. After gradually garnering a buzz, he found himself on Dot's radar and was brought into the studio to contribute to Hey Now. Among the many rappers who got their first Billboard appearance and gold plaque as a byproduct of being featured, this marked the end of a long road for a rapper who once spent 7 years behind bars for a robbery. And initially, he had nothing but love for K-Dot after the track went live, reflecting warmly on his experience of recording together.
Our vibe, me and Kendrick vibed out though, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Really fucks with him. For real.
Yeah.
Hey, even his whole team, shout out to his whole team. They treat nigga like family still to this day.
But the good times wouldn't continue. And as Doty's life continued to spiral out of control, he soon pointed the finger directly at Kendrick for things not changing for him the way that he envisioned. And after he became homeless, Doty went on live to diss Dot directly.
Fat cuz, cause I don't got no destination, bro. On SC. I lost my house. I'm homeless. I'm crip, I admit that shit. I fell down. I'm gonna bounce back up though. Watch this. It's all good, cuz. And these rap, I can't wait till these rap start saying shit in their songs. I'm like, damn, homies, I'm gonna beat their ass on the beat, and I'm gonna kill them in real life.
Despite declaring on the same album that he would not hold your hand in this business, Doty persisted, and soon, he was trying to get No Jumper host Adam22 to share his rhetoric that he hated Dot, and that his life was in shambles. Bro, post that I'm on, I don't give a fuck. Post Doty is on, then K-Dot up. Ain't tapping in. But despite his insistence that it was on Kendrick, essentially no one was willing to put the onus of responsibility on Dot to improve someone's life when he handed them a shot at global recognition. Kendrick provided an opportunity. It was up to him to ride the wave. Even Drake's glazing general, Academics, had to concede that K-Dot did nothing wrong, and it was on any of the rappers involved to seize the opportunity.
What y'all LA thought this was, man? I keep telling y'all, with all due respect, Kendrick, y'all call him the boogeyman, but he's not Santa Claus, all right? He can't give you stimulus packages. Nobody cares about y'all if y'all collaborate with Kendrick. Now, I'm not going to blame Kendrick for you being homeless. You're a grown-ass man, so I'm not going to give no blame to Kendrick. But I want to remind you, West Coast, again, Kendrick Wave is only for Kendrick. Kendrick fans ain't gonna listen to you, support you, none of that.
Whether or not it was spawned by the lack of public sympathy, or because someone from Kendrick's entourage reached out to inform him that it wasn't a bridge it'd be wise to burn, Doty quickly backpedaled on his Instagram a few days later. I want to publicly apologize to Kendrick for calling Cuz a bitch. He is.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Far from that, it ain't did nothing but bless me and my life. With that remedied, you'd have hope that Doty could get back to music. But aside from dropping a track with Hit-Boy and delivering a string of excellent features, he's still having a terrible time. For one thing, he wound up in a car crash with his girlfriend, only to immediately jump on Instagram Live to show the after effects.
I'm talking about the I'm not going to no hospital, nigga. Out of here. They said my head hit this shit. Hey, what are we doing? Am I getting towed?
What's up, boss?
I want to get this towed.
We're just waiting for CSP to show up.
All right, so I'm going to leave. Out. Hey, get somebody, get us over. We out of here. Man, the beamer, that's my forehead, bro. That's crazy, bro.
You don't want to go?
No, I don't want to go to no hospital, bro. I'm good.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. All right, man, if anything changes, right?
I can go.
Yeah, if you start having a headache.
Then he wound up missing his teeth following a fight, with speculation being that he was jumped by members of the Rolling 40s Crips that he belonged to for apparently switching up. But that doesn't mean he's left the gang life behind. Arguing with members of the Baby Stone Gorillas in traffic, threatening them to pull out hammers.
Outside, darling. Yeah, homie, look. Me too. Let me see it.
Yeah,
let me see it. I ain't see it. We don't got that. I don't like stains, bro. Let me see your gun.
You said you don't like what?
I don't. Sir, shoot me. Yeah. Shoot me. Pull up, man. Pull up.
Yeah,
you a gunner?
Yeah, nigga.
Fuck stains.
Yeah, you a bitch.
Bitch.
However, he needs to heed the examples of others if he is ever going to manage to rise out of the gutter in the way that others have. The difference between AZ Chike and this dude is that Chike wants it bad and is not with this foolery. Like, don't complain you are not winning when you keep making yourself lose. Speaking of which, if you're looking for a rapper who truly excelled and capitalized, look no further than AZ Chike. A longtime staple of the LA underground, AZ Chike has been making waves since 2019, and has put together a very impressive array of contacts over the years. And without even realizing it, it was the bond he built with one of Dot's TDE brothers that would eventually connect him to Kendrick and set the stage for his feature on Peekaboo.
How did the connection even begin between you and Kendrick?
Schoolboy Q.
Okay.
He randomly FaceTimes me on a Monday afternoon, like 1 p.m. And I had been waking up late around that time, and I just told myself, all right, you got to get up early. You know, in the morning, it's a lot of to get done. And I was up that day, and Q never FaceTimed me. Maybe a dry text, but never FaceTimes me.
Sure.
So I instantly answered. He called me in the Rolls Royce. He's like, what you want? I'm like, I ain't on nothing. I was chilling.
Yeah.
He like, you around anybody? I'm like, nah, I'm by myself. He like, I just got off the phone with Dot, and he said he want to fuck with you, but I want to, you know, make sure I let you know before I send him your number. And, of course, in my head, I'm freaking out, but, like, like the thing, like I told you before with TD is, like, you got to hold your cool.
Mm-hmm.
So when he tell me that, I'm like, oh, yeah, send his number.
Yeah, I got it. It's good. Fine. It's good. I'm okay.
Through.
Yeah.
And he like, yeah, I'm going to send it through. And he like, bro, whatever he have you come through to do, kill that shit. Go crazy, I'm telling you now.
The resulting feature was a star-making occasion, prompting many people to look at AZ like never before. Among them was Warner Records, who promptly signed him to a deal not too long after. From there, Chike has been pushing hard to further his career, even making a point of reacting to his verse when it was performed at the Super Bowl.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Let's get it. Surprise. It's your boy, Jack. I FaceTime my eye and I'm on the street. It's AZZ. I put the boys to sleep. He on the ground. Praise God. I'm stomping feet.
All right, so look. Not only are you going to give me a feature on the record, on the album, you're going to give me creative direction. R&B your ass. Come on, come on, come on. Look. Say cheese. Say cheese.
Since then, he's continued to tease big things as his major label debut looms, even performing Peekaboo with Dot during night 3 of selling out SoFi Stadium in LA. But for all the victories that he's had thus far, it must be noted that he has had a blemish too, in the shape of his involvement in the Joey Badass vs. the West Coast beef. Despite dedicating a whole track to the subject known as What Would You Do, Joey effectively roasted him with one solitary line in My Town by spitting,
Rayvon was so last week, now I'm hearing shit about some named Ash Cheek. Who wanna be the next victim? How many top dogs will it take to sick him?
Man, that's gotta be a tough one to rebuttal. Still, for the most part, Chike has excelled, using the forward momentum to propel himself into the eyes and ears of more fans than ever before. But he's not the only one who's managed to receive increased exposure. The only problem for the next guy is that he's proven to be far more divisive in the process. Raised in the Baldwin Park area of LA, Lefty Gunplay began his rap career following his most recent stint in prison, and almost immediately hit the ground running. After proclaiming himself Rookie of the Year on his debut mixtape, Lefty has persistently rose to the occasion, and captivated audiences with his wild personality and similarly crazed and tatted aesthetic.
What's the craziest thing I've seen about me on the internet? The drawings that they make? Whoever made that drawing, like, man, I'll break your fingers, dog, on the set. Like, if I see you in person, like, you wouldn't do that? Like, I'll make a drawing about you and your mom.
So when he turned up on Kendrick Lamar's TV Off, Lefty took the ball and ran with it. In fact, if you didn't know better, you'd think that he was intent on making a living off of four words.
Scary, spooky, hilarious, crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious, crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious, crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious.
Wait, that way, on the dead homie.
Following his release of TV Off, Lefty's streaming numbers surged by 84%. The song has sold 2 million units in the US and peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. And while it has become an ironic moment on the project, some naysayers, such as WAC 100, have argued that it barely even counts.
Well, on the GNX album, Lefty Gunplay shows up on TV Off. And I interviewed Lefty.
He shows up on where?
TV Off.
You're lying. Lefty's not on no verse.
He's at the end. Doing a chant. Cap.
Lefty's not on no verse.
He does a chant at the end.
Does what?
A chant.
Hold on. A chant.
Yeah.
Is this some new 2024 thing? Because I've never heard of, I got a chant on a certain song. Listen, I'll go for a bridge. I'll go for a hook. Fuck it. Tell me you on ad libs. But don't tell me.
He kind of does a hook at the end.
No, that's not a hook.
It's kind of a hook. It's hookish. It's a hook at the
end. I'm about to say something, bro. Just kind of a hook, that's what we doing?
While others suggest that his skills, or lack thereof, means that he won't be around forever. But if some aren't buying what Lefty is selling, others clearly see the merits. Recently, he's been pictured linking up with Absol and collaborating with West Coast legend Jason Martin on a project which Dot actually showed love to. But as the light has beamed on him brighter than ever, his prominence has led to his ethnicity to be called into question, once again, by noted hater WAC 100.
No, but he did start the rumor that we was racist, though.
He started
Y'all.
He said both we was racist. So are you saying we're racist against
that's because
your mother's side or your father's side?
Elsewhere, he's had to face legal drama that has threatened to derail his career, including being arrested in El Paso on a controlled substance offense. Then, at Rolling Loud, he was confronted by the cops as he was about to perform and taken into custody.
Huh. Where are they taking him?
And as if all that wasn't bumpy enough, he was replaced on Shoreline Mafia's tour, leading to a great deal of upset and anger on his part.
And you don't truly
always need the industry.
You motherfuckers took me on my tour too, Big. That shit fucked me up, bro.
No,
I was on a Short Out Mafia tour, bro. On the hood. I don't know who took me off that tour. I apologize, bro, for whatever way I disrespected you, bro. Y'all replaced me with Peso, bro. They're my brothers, man. They give you some. But how you gonna have Shoreline, OGZ Phoenix, Santa Fe Clan, Bravo, Peso, but no Lefty Gunplay?
Did they tell you why they took you off?
Yeah, because I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It's all right, I'm crazy too.
And I understand. I completely understand. I'm a liability. You never know what you're gonna get, but you know, whoever has me or whoever's willing to take that risk with me, you know, they're gonna get something special because I'm gonna give them my all. Whoever takes that risk, you know, with their venue.
However, this isn't the only embarrassing moment he's endured. Although he seemed to be getting saluted by Kendrick previously, his trip to the GNX tour saw him banned from the stage and prevented him from delivering those famed four words.
They won't let Lefty on the stage! They won't let Lefty on the stage! Hey! Get crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious!
You bitches that are pretty stamped, but it's not a... Say you didn't get myself, but it's not a... No.
While the spell after the feature hasn't gone exactly to plan, there's no denying that it has invariably had its upsides and boosted his profile. After all, before Kendrick made him a prominent name, he was teaming up with Neon to do streams that'll introduce him to a whole other audience.
Shit, I already did it. I already shot some hoops. I went crazy, bro.
Don't be a bitch.
That's funny.
Don't get at him like that. Don't get at him like that. Don't get at him like that. I'm tripping. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that right now. I'm tripping. He ain't a pussy. You a pussy. How about that?
And on the hip-hop front, he's starting to get traction, even getting flowers from legends in the game like Bootleg Kev.
Favorite artist out of L.A. right now. This dude is on fire, my dog. Real 92.3, Lefty Gunplay, Bootleg Kev. We in here. What's up, brother?
Right here, man. Just, you know, in my domain in Los Angeles.
Yes.
But I realized, you know, I love L.A., but I'm trying to get it popping in other states and
everywhere.
Some of my favorite sound was Juvenile 1 Degrees and you know,
you see me at East Leash and Talk Rap.
You see that 98 Mercedes on TV, I bought that. I got some fellas in charge, I bought that. If they disrespect me, I'm going to be in all black. Yeah.
If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call that?
Yeah.
This all culminated in him apparently signing a major deal, one which seemingly came with a life-changing sum of cash.
Lefty Gunplay signed a $5 million deal, man.
Fire!
13 songs with Mike and Keys, man, and Jason Martin, man.
And the album sounds fire.
Album sounds pretty good, man. He got my nigga. They got my boy in pocket. I'm just trying to let y'all know that.
Above all, Lefty feels that if he got it out the mud, then anyone can. So he wants people to learn from his example.
Follow your dreams, man. Follow your dreams, you know? A fool's mind danced on the tip of his tongue. First impressions of everything, 2025, you know, motivation, energy. You know, follow your dreams and you got it. You know, you can do anything. Anything is possible. On the real, and I mean that. Anything is possible.
For sure, man. Respect.
Energy. We're big on that.
But while Lefty has taken every solitary squeeze of juice from TV off, there are some rappers whose success in capitalizing is still hard to really define. One of these is Siete76, a rapper whose first viral exposure came in the form of his track Call On Me, which remains his biggest track to date, aside from Dodger Blue, of course. And from the outset, it was clear that he was thrilled to be involved.
Real quick.
Oh, man, Siete,
how does it feel to be on the Kendrick's album, bro, GNX?
I ain't gonna lie, I feel real blessed. Just feel like the one. Feeling like, you know, go harder, motivated, you know, show the youth that, you know, this shit is possible. Don't never give up, you know, that type of motivation, that type of talk. That shit was like probably like 3-4 weeks before he dropped.
Really?
He called me back to back. I was in the Bay. I was all the way in the Bay for the shoot my boy Lil Bean. I was at Empire. He called me like 4 a.m, like, pull up. I drove 6 hours and pulled right up. We got cracking.
If nothing else, Siete's appearance on GNX allowed him to put out a project in the aftermath of GNX release, featuring 2 tracks alongside artists like Lefty Gunplay and Wally the Sensei. Despite only having 22,000 monthly listeners on Spotify at the moment, Siete is certainly enjoying some newfound prominence, posting up at SoFi Stadium to watch Kendrick and showing love at the BET Awards. And to him, getting that dot feature is merely the beginning.
My most exciting thing is just to go platinum, try to go diamond. My goal, number one on the billboards. Yeah, shout out to my boy Doc Kendrick. I'm on that Dodger Blue. Gotta go tap in, meet Wally Roddy, Kendrick Lamar. Then I just drop my album, Stuck in the Hole. Y'all go tap in with that. So yeah, we on the road, CFA7X, west side of Compton.
On the subject of another man featured on the project, a man who's making the most of his newfound prominence is Wally DeSensei. Repping Compton, Wally has always been a fan of Dot and expressed that from the outset of his career.
I put Kendrick against anybody. I don't think nobody fucking with Kendrick out of the city. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think there's nobody to put against him. I gotta go somewhere else with this. Let me see.
But his life has been no picnic. And on the way of appearing on a major project like Dot's, he survived being homeless. However, he feels that this was crucial to providing his drive that made him into the man he is today.
We was homeless for a long time. And I ain't gonna say that's what made me start thugging, but I'm gonna say like that's what gave me like the aggression to do anything, like seeing how people really didn't give a f- about me when I was a kid and I was homeless.
Like homeless, like ain't have a place to like sleep homeless or like just like couch surfing.
Yeah, and we had a big family, you feel me? So Wow. So with me being the only boy other than my brother, he epileptic, he have seizures all throughout the day type shit. So you know what I'm saying? I'm every time we gotta go somewhere, nigga, I'm big bags,
can it
on the bus, nigga, really just making it happen.
Following his contribution to Dodger Blue, Wally had his debut Coachella performance, as well as securing a gold plaque for the song. But if there's any major leap forward that's happened for Wally in the wake of his contribution to GNX, it's that he's rumored to be joining Cactus Jack Records. Alongside pictures of he and LaFlame together, he's also been teased as one of the individuals featuring on the forthcoming Jack Boys 2. And if that's not a come up, I don't know what it is. But interestingly, not every artist who appeared on the project necessarily wanted to use it as a bridge into hip-hop. In fact, the owner of the haunting vocals which brings the album into life is pleasantly surprised by how she got there in the first place. Upon hearing there's a new K-Dot album on the way, we can bet that a 49-year-old mariachi singer isn't who you expected to be opening it. However, that's exactly what happened for Deyda Barrera, whose vocals wound up on 3 songs on the project. Reportedly, she entered Kendrick's orbit when he spotted her at the World Series, singing a tribute to Mexican baseball player Fernando Valenzuela. I was in tears, singing for my friend who died at a packed stadium. And El Señor Lamar was there. He listened to me sing. My skin gets goosebumps because all of this happened so quickly for me. I want to cry. This is taking me by surprise. Just months on, she was informed that Kendrick wanted to work with her. Even now, she can't believe how prominent she proved to be, while also praising him for bringing her art form to a global stage.
I was in Arizona with my aunt and my mom for a wedding. They don't know about rap music, so they asked me, okay, who is this guy? Oh my God. It is the most famous of rap singers of the world. And I'm there in his new album.
Part of what I think people are learning, though, because of your collaboration with Kendrick, is that mariachi, that Mexico, is such an enormous part of course, Los Angeles, which is obvious to every Mexican person or anybody who is actually in Los Angeles. It's 50% Hispanic Los Angeles.
And yet
people are sort of realizing now, for real, like, wait a minute, Kendrick picked this mariachi singer, and now they're realizing the history that you guys share culturally.
He was bringing that all together, our music together, and music doesn't have any boundaries, and there is no race, there is no color, there is no frontiers, nothing.
And since then, she's shown him nothing but love.
Qué emoción, miren lo que me llegó. Miren lo que me llegó. GNX. Venga, 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 venga. Ay, Dios mío de mi vida.
The theme of confusion of Kendrick even being aware of who an artist is nothing new when it comes to the GNX crew. For Young Threat, his appearance on the album's explosive title track all happened so fast.
I know you did the songs or whatever, but you know what I'm saying, waking up hearing that shit and actually being on it, like, how did that shit feel? Like,
I did not know that shit was about to drop as soon as it dropped. Man, we had left the booth. The day before that shit dropped, we had left the booth, you feel me? The previous night type shit. Then I woke up, you feel me? My boy Da Vinci had hit me up. He was calling me like, bro, you on a verse? You on a track? I'm like, hell nah, let me hear it. You feel me? He played it through what he was listening to. I'm like, let me hear it. I heard my boy. I'm like, oh, God, that's it. Wait, hold on, let me see. Then I did my own research, and I seen that shit. But Man, that shit was a blessing. Like, you feel me?
You did research on yourself. You're like, hold on, is it really me?
Shit like that.
Nigga
like,
might have stole my voice. Fuck all of that. Let me see.
Nah, no, it was me. As soon as I heard myself.
But the minute that audiences heard his deep, unique drawl, he began garnering fans.
So this is people reacting to your voice.
For sure. Let's see.
Somebody said, Young Threat rapping like he about to stick a knife in somebody. Good Lord. The other person said, Young Threat voice is so ASMR to me, just sexier, whispering about murder. You need a Janet Jackson feature.
What the?
Somebody said, Young Threat voice is so menacing, his name suits him very well. Another person said, Young Threat be whispering about blowing someone's face off, and he be sliding. This is my favorite one. This person said, Young Threat raps like someone kept blowing him after he came. I like that one, man.
A noted Hoover Crip who has been running hard for a long time, he dropped a tape in 2025 to keep the buzz up. And unlike many of the artists involved, he has explicitly said that he and Kendrick have more on the way.
GNX specifically, did he have everybody's verses already? What part did you come in on? Like, how put together was it already?
I'm glad you brought this up, see, because, it wasn't no, like, a verse or nothing. It was just the beat.
Mm.
But the way, like, mine had switched up towards the end, it wasn't like that. I think Kendrick had, you know, when they was working in the lab or whatever, they went and cooked up and he did it to his liking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was kind of like regular, the regular way. It was the regular vibe, but it was no different verses on there. He just played my verse type shit, like go up in there and go crazy. You feel me?
So you didn't even have a chance to pre-prepare. Like, so when you went in there, they showed you the beat and they're like, all right, let's cook.
Put the beat on. You like, you know what to do with this, like, right? Like, heck yeah, like, you feel me? I'm gonna go in there and go crazy. He cut it on. They had looped my side. Then he had, they asked me if I write or do I punch in. And then I told him, like, I can do both. He like, I think you should write. But GNX wasn't the first one we recorded.
Though. Oh, okay.
Yeah, GNX was the first one we recorded. We had did something different. And then GNX pretty much like the last day. Then the next day it was out.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Much like many of the other artists, he posted up at the GNX tour and was clearly thrilled to be there. But despite the widespread appreciation for that whisper flow, it hasn't exactly translated into streams by the millions yet. Still, if one of these older tracks with Kendrick appears and gets some motion, then anything is possible. But one man who isn't waiting around for anything like that to happen is Peso. A fellow contributor to the title track, this Mexican MC has been dropping apparently endless singles since the record came out. Beyond that, he has reflected on the sessions with KDOT and what it was like to get acquainted with him.
And then, like, I did my verse in, like, 5-10 minutes. Like,
that's dope. So you had a few sessions with Kendrick?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And what was that like? Because I know, like, when Lefty told us about it, that he walked in and it's like, it's not straight to work. It's like, what's up with my boy, though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like talking to you, chopping it up.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like you guys had to kind of get like a somewhat of a relationship mm-hmm. beforehand?
Yeah. No, we definitely chopped it up.
Yeah.
We chopped it up and shit.
Did he tell you what song put him onto you or what, like when he got put onto you?
Yeah. Since Six Block, since the first one.
Since Six Block? He's been watching?
He knew the whole, like, he knew some of the lyrics. He knew about the, like, some of the story.
Yeah.
And that I was telling him when we got home, I'm like, what the f-? Like, if he's hearing, like, who else is hearing?
Yeah, you never know.
But even as the industry has pulled him towards new spaces, with performing at Rolling Loud and touring dates on the rise, there are signs that Peso isn't necessarily ready for the bright lights. As at the moment, he's still acting like he's entrenched in the street life, giving people the beats in full view of the cameras. However, this might have just been a slip-up, as in other interviews, he has suggested that music is now his path, and that he has no plans to spend any more time in the streets or the pen.
You were a guy who, you know, you got that opportunity, ran with it, and have really kind of used that new notoriety, the new attention to your advantage. How much of a, like, career-changing moment was that?
Well, it was a complete, like, 360 type. Like, I was kind of like falling off track and shit in the hood every day and shit, and I was just kind of like over it, like, not over rap, but just like it wasn't
right,
it wasn't nothing shaking. And then that shit happened and it was just like a complete 360. I was like, off, like,
I gotta take, you know, this shit serious. This what shit am I serious. Doing
hell yeah, it was a big ass platform. It was a huge opportunity, like, once in a lifetime type, you know.
For sure.
That don't happen. You don't just wake up and hey, Doc wants to get in the studio, right. And shit. So I took it and ran with it, you know. I appreciate it. I'm highly appreciative of it every day that I wake up, and hell yeah, shout out to Doc, man.
For Peso, it appears that the moves he's making now in the wake of the release could conceivably lead him to greatness, as well as a new life for him and his family. But not everyone seems necessarily eager to use their newfound profile to get out of the hood. Instead, some of them are using an increase in X followers to ensure that everyone knows precisely how hard they are. If you didn't know by now, Hitto J3 is different from the vast majority of artists on the track in that he and Kendrick were well acquainted long before he appeared on GNX. They actually go way back, to the point that the Westside Pyru member was on the cover of Kendrick's To Pimp a Butterfly.
It's a prime example of being serious about your art and craft. And you see that, like, you gotta find a way to brand yourself too. Like, you can't, like, what I'm doing, like, who I'm next to don't dictate how great I am. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't, you know, I love bro. Like, that's, you know, so some things people will say, yeah, I'ma just entertain, but it ain't, you know, it ain't nothing to put negative on what he doing. He ain't do nothing but make it possible for everybody to have an opportunity. So we gotta acknowledge that. Even
have you like been speaking to Kendrick about the beef throughout all this?
This was crazy, man, bro. I love bro to where I don't gotta talk to you every day to you know, represent, you know what I'm saying, what you represent. I don't gotta talk to you every day. Like, when you see somebody work hard and unlock doors that we don't get access to. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just put more confidence in me and what I'm doing.
And now, Dot is probably wondering if it was the right move after all. Now that he has basically turned into the West Coast equivalent of Top 5, a man that has been accused of snitching, no less. Over the past few months, Hitto J3 has had a near constant presence on X, chiming in constantly about everything from the Kendrick and Drake beef to anything that he sees as happening on his coast. And while he has continued to rant and antagonize his apparent enemies, people are wondering why he's so obsessed with fulfilling this role when he should be working on his music. And with every tweet, whether it's trying to act as an enforcer or hire a hitman for trolls, it just gets more ridiculous, and the patience for it declines. Who trying to make 5 bands to bash anybody on the net, talking to me for 3 months straight? Meanwhile, his career isn't exactly taking off. For one thing, he tried to interject himself in the Joey Badass beef with Nas and Black Rob sampling Headshot, but no one was particularly receptive. And even on the track itself, he acknowledged that his feature on a Kendrick project hasn't exactly transformed his life, spitting,
"Oof, after GNX, industry still overlooked, chopping hands off in New York, I'm Benny the Butcher."
In all fairness, he's correct. Now 7 months on from the album's release, he's yet to breach 50,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. And if things keep progressing this way, there's a good chance that'll remain the case. Instead, he's kept leaning into the informal role of Kendrick's goon, going into overdrive in the wake of Kendrick's tour dates in Toronto by letting the Canadians know that if anything happened, there would be consequences. In Hitto J3's case, it's clear that there's a ceiling on how much he'll be able to achieve. But for one of the most high-profile features on the record, appearing on GNX might just be the nudge they need to get right back on track. One of the only 2 West Coast rappers to have a solo number one hit this decade, K-Dot and Roddy Ricch are in unique company. As the only established artist aside from SZA on the feature list, Roddy's inclusion should have been a massive deal. Or, at the very least, would have been several years earlier before he made a string of misfires that meant that he's never been able to equal his early run that led to The Box, Ballin, High Fashion, and other major hits. But considering that he's always been inspired by Dot, it's no surprise that linking back up with him might light a fire underneath him.
I had to say Kendrick is definitely another one. No, I never give up on Kendrick. Kendrick is like, you know, his Good Kid, Mad City came out October 22nd, 2012. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Which means?
That was my birthday.
Hello.
You feel me? So that album was real special to me. Just seeing how his career charted and type of person he was and what he do for the city and how he stand on business and how he support us. You know, he listened to Antisocial through and through. You feel me? The day before it came out, pulled up to the studio. We had a real conversation that we just been keeping the conversation open ever since and just been cool with me. You know what I'm saying? So that's another person that I can really...
For Roddy, appearing on another rapper's material has never been something he's taken lightly. In his opinion, it's always been the right fit and makes sense for everyone involved. And with the exception of the occasional rogue pop crossover with Taylor Swift and Maroon 5, this is pretty much how Dot has rolled too.
If you fuck with me and fuck with the vibe I give off, because I'm speaking this from the heart. If you want to come and speak some shit from the heart on some shit that I'm fucking with, right, let's do that. I'm not about to pay you to do that. And we ain't about to force that vibe on each other. Like, we just gonna let that shit happen organically.
Are you a rare breed in the game right now, bro? Now you are kind of like gonna get into that position where you're like the it guy and everyone's gonna be on your line for a hook or for a verse. Obviously you're gonna tax them, but like, you know, that
ain't
coming.
About the money to me though. It's not about the money, like,
but everybody's coming, gonna be coming out the woodworks trying to get a hook from you, bro.
I swear I just turned down $100,000 for a feature.
Wow.
It's not about money, like.
But before GNX had ever released, Roddy made it clear that Dot was someone he'd move mountains for. He even canceled his appearance at Paris Fashion Week just to be at the pop out.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but we made sure we were there. And you say you canceled Paris?
Yeah, Paris Fashion Week, we canceled.
Oh, shoot. Like, yeah, Fashion Week is big.
Yeah. You know, we just had plans, and I had talked to Dot. I'm like, man, I spent a lot of money in Paris already. He like, I you know, I get it. If you got to do what you got to do. And I sat on it for a couple of days. I'm like, man, I can't miss this. I'm like, I can't miss this.
You know? That's Roddy Ricch in Paris.
Come on.
That's Fashion Week. Yeah, that's, you know, that's my bread. That's my time. That's my shine.
Right.
But for you, there's probably
it's
not too many.
Us.
Boom.
It's,
there's probably not too many things you would have said.
It's bigger than us, man. It's a blessing to just see everybody, you know, and you know, just with everybody from the different communities just being together and being able to fellowship together.
Oh, man.
Even outside of the stage, just backstage, you know what I mean? Being able to shake hands, just see everybody. It's just something you couldn't pay for. It's something you couldn't never recreate.
And soon, he would be rewarded for his loyalty to the coast with his appearance on Dodger Blue, a track which reminded the world just how Roddy can be when he's at the top of his game. And while the Navy album that he has been teasing for years has now been a subject to persistent delays, there's no doubt that seeing him pop up next to K-Dot has renewed faith that he's on the right path once more. If this rundown teaches us anything, it's that a feature on a marquee project isn't just a big deal in itself, but it's up to you to take the ball and run with it after the fact, and make something special for yourself. Because otherwise, you're going to be left in the dust while Kendrick's train just keeps rolling right past you as he continues to ascend into all-time great status.